ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम् यम ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः सांगपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम समगाः पश्यन्ति यम योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः अथ सांख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे वेदा विनाशिनं नित्यं न्ययेन मजमो व्ययम् कथं स पुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्तिकम् So here, yesterday's class we saw how Shankara Bhagavatpada clarified the difference between Atma Jnani and Atma Ajnani, who has a profound knowledge in the subject matter of Karmakanda. As I explained to you, one book consists of two shastrams, with two Anubandha Chatushtayams, I said. The person who has the profound knowledge of the subject matter of Karmakanda is the scholar, but still he is ignorant of the Atma. He may be a Vedic scholar. A person may be a Vedic scholar, highly renowned person knowledge. Still, if he is ajnani, if he is ignorant of this reality, if he is ignorant of the self, still he is bound by samsara. Vedic scholarship. He knows all about meditation, upasana kanda, all the mantras are in his head. He knows the meanings of all the mantras. He knows what all the rituals can be performed, how they should be performed, what all the benefits one can have. He has thorough knowledge. He is still... that Vedic scholar's knowledge is only aparavidya, secondary knowledge. Knowledge of things within the realm of ignorance. That knowledge will not liberate a person from bondage. He is still bound by samsara. But as Atma Jnani, the person who might have studied the Karmakanda, who might not have studied the Karmakanda, still must have skipped the whole Karma Upasana Kanda, so you could have suddenly directly jumped to study the Jnana Kanda, Upanishads, like us. We have not studied Karma Upasana Kandas. We can't imagine studying them because it's such a huge, vast text. We don't have teachers to teach us. Even if we have teachers, we can have no time to learn, study. And even if you study the knowledge, study, understand the knowledge, so it's not practical for us to implement the knowledge in our performing rituals. So we don't need to really skipping the whole karma upasana kandas directly if we jump to study the jnana kanda. Still we can enjoy the benefit. So the person who has the knowledge of the Atma might have studied the Veda or without studying the entire Veda, skipping the whole text, he must have studied only the Veda Antashastram, Upanishads. And he might have done Shravanam, he might have done Mananam. And if a person was given to the discipline of Nididhyasanam, he would dwelt upon repeatedly the nature of the Atma. If he has a certain vision of the Atma, then he is Atma Jnani, Brahma Jnani. He is Ajnani with reference to he does not know how to what names of ritual, he does not know how to perform them, how does not he has no clue of subject matter of karma kanda like us. But still he has very clear doubtful vision of the Atma reality, all pervasive reality appearing as his own self. Hachan Atma Jnani is free from wrong notions about the self. He is free from wrong notions about the world. He has different perspective of the self and the world. For him, everything other than the Atma is mithya. What is Satyam is only Atma. Because he has clear vision. And he is, for him, the Atma is the very self, very meaning of I. His identity is with Atma, no more than Atma. And he sees the self as Atma, thereby he sees the self being actionless. It's not that he sees it, that is a fact. That is the fact. So if the wave recognizes its own nature being H2O, before also, the wave has always been water. As long as it did not know its nature is water, it did not know the water nature being H2O. But after discovering the fact, wave does not become H2O. It's always H2O, it's already H2O. The same way here, the Atma Jnani, Atma Jnani, Atma Jnani, everybody is essentially the Atma. Already Atma. Already the pure knowledge, essentially. And the person repeatedly listens and listens and understands and dwells upon, ascertains it, he sees very clearly this is what I am essentially. Therefore, he is thinking, it's all in the notion, isn't it? I am the doer is just the notion. I am the doer is just the notion. A thought entertained in the mind. It's a notion entertained him of a thought. It's all notional. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. It's a notion. So because of this, one has punya papam as though. So here this jnani perspective has changed. Therefore he is free. He does not entertain anymore the thought that I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. He is free from doership and enjoyership. Because he sees Atma Swarupam as what? Nityaha, Sarvagataha, Sthanuhu, Achalaha, Na Jayate, Na Mriyate, Vakadachit. Nityaha, Sarvagataha, Sthanuhu, Achalaha. This is what is the, what is revealed by every word is his Swarupam. Therefore, he is no more, you know, kartrutvam and bhaktrutvam. And this vision, wisdom has blessed him with fullness of happiness naturally. That which is already there as his swarupam, he has claimed it as his own. Such a person is free from the hold of desires, everything. It's impossible for him to be involved in any karma. Even if he is involved physically, objectively, still he is I told yesterday, it's a karma abhasa, is free from, his karma is non-binding karma. Because there's no dukkha panchharshit. Such a person, even in his performing, still he is, what is he eligible then? What is his jnani eligible for? Jnani kim adhik kriyate? He is eligible only for renunciation. Even it is not physical renunciation, still notionally he is free. Wishing is the fact is he is free. He is a sarvakarma sannyasi. Jnanena sarvakarma sannyasi. He is renunciate of all actions. Even if he is physically performing, he is a renunciate of all actions. He doesn't need to perform. Because there's no dependence upon results of actions. There's no dependence upon the action for his happiness and security. There's no dependence. He's free. He's independent. He doesn't become independent. He has discovered independence as his own surupam. So, such a jnani is already sannyasi. Means what? He's a jnana karma sannyasi. He is an insight of actions through knowledge that he is free from doership and enjoyership. This is what the fact. When such is the, when such thing being there, Esther explained why the karma kandi. Why this is profound, the person who is profound knowledge in Shastra, karma kanda, with all desires, unresolved desires, with all inspiration, with all interest and urge to do things, to achieve things, accomplish things. And he must be involved in all activities with a strong doership and enjoyership, a strong identity with the body, mind's complex as an individual. So diagonally, there are two different mindsets, two individuals, different individuals. Having two different, you know, the physical forms are human forms. That's all. Intellectually, emotionally, completely different. So nobody is inferior, nobody is superior here. Okay, this karma kandi one day will become a sannyasi later on. Now who is now karma sannyasi, jnana karma sannyasi must have been a karma kandi once upon a time. We are this in this janma, some other janma. It's okay. But they're different. There's definitely difference. So, karma, this ajnani, the ignorant Vedic scholar has karmas. There's a presence of karma which have to be performed. There's a presence of, he has the knowledge and which has to be implemented in performing rituals. And to fulfill his needs and desires. That's what he's eligible. That's why he's eligible for performing karma. Such a person is eligible. Whereas a jnani is not eligible for karma. He's eligible for sannyasa, renunciation. So here sannyasa does not mean wearing saffron robes and just living his life on alms, bhiksha. No. Sannyasa is not in simply wearing, of course, wearing saffron robes is it. It's okay. But still, simply wearing saffron robes does not make a person sannyasi. With the craving for knowledge, in order to commit oneself totally for the pursuit of knowledge as a vividisha sannyas, as a person with a desire to know. Vividisha means the desire to know. One might have chosen the lifestyle of a sannyasa. Then he is a vividisha sannyasi. Even for him, there is no more interest in the ritual results of actions. A person who is still a jnani, who wants to become a jnani, who wants to commit himself totally to the pursuit of jnanam, therefore who takes to the life of sannyasa, he is known as vividisha sannyasi. A renunciate who is desirous of knowing the truth, who is totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, to the exclusion of everything else, because he has adequate vairagyam, dispassion towards everything else. The mind is not craving for anything else, they accept jnanam. Even for such a Vidisha sannyasi, is no more interested in the results of actions, because he knows the limitations of results of actions. How can he involve himself in results of action? The karma. But what can we talk about Vidvat sannyasi? Vidvat sannyasi is the one who is renunciate through knowledge. Because his very doership is not there, enjoyership is not there, desires are resolved. Nothing needs to be accomplished. It's already, if he's a person of fulfillment and reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, such a person does not know karma anymore for him. So, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam being naturally his swarupam, he is eligible only for what? He is a sannyasi. Whether he performs actions, does not perform actions. Whether he is a grihastha or whether he is, whichever ashrama he belongs to, whatever karma duties he is performing, still, even his colored dress or a sannyasi dress, still he is a sannyasi. He is a sannyasi. This is the difference between ignorant, the Vedic scholar who is ignorant of the self, and a person who is a non-Vedic scholar also, who has the clear vision of the Atma, a wise person. The difference. So for him, what is there to be done? For such a person, nothing is there to be done. So we saw yesterday's class, after having studied the karma kanda, after having attained the knowledge of subject matter of karma kanda, then that person has to implement his knowledge by performing rituals. So he has many duties to be performed in terms of performance of rituals, and for which he has to also accumulate, he has to collect all the accessories required for performing karma. As they said, he has to become a, first of all, grihasthashrami. He has to have wife and progeny, and he has to be a proper householder. Once he becomes a householder, in order to be eligible to perform rituals, to enjoy the benefits of the rituals, then there are definitely some important compulsory duties for him. The Nitya Karmani, many rituals are there. Many rituals he has to perform. Havari Yajnaha, Soma Yajnaha, and then many other rituals are there he has to perform. So naturally he has no time, he becomes very busy. And then, as I also mentioned, in order to maintain this grihasthashrama life and to be able to spend money for dharma in terms of dakshina, etc., also, he has to involve himself in laukikam karma, that he has to make money also. In Vaidikam karma, he spends money, he gives time, energy, money, and with focal attention, the commitment to Veda Shastram, he accumulates punyam. And for which he has to earn money in Laukikam karma. This is grihasthashrami. This is a karma yogi. This is an ajnani, atma ajnani. Whereas atma ajnani, irrespective of which ashram he belongs to, where he is, what all duties he is doing, no, he is free from all wrong notions about the self, the perspective being different, he is a sannyasi. So we cannot decide based on what the person is doing externally. You can't say whether he is a sannyasi or not. The jnanam is there, he is a sannyasi only. It is the jnanam, jnanam, jnanam which makes a person absolutely a sannyasi renunciate. Who is renunciate? The person who has identity with the Atma, and who's free from wrong notions that he is the doer and enjoyer, such a person is a jnani, such a person is a sannyasi. Not the one who has given up simply actions. In 6th chapter, Bhagavan Krishna says, na chakriyaha, na niragnihi. Not the ones who go on, the one who gives up performance of rituals. Simply giving up performance of rituals or giving up duties does not make a person a karma sannyasi. A jnani, even if he is performing actions, still he is a karma sannyasi, because notionally he is free from the known. He is free. He is no more a doer. He is no more enjoyer. Big difference. Understand? This is what is Shankara says. Therefore, all karmakanda rituals definitely only for a sannyasi, only for an ajnani, atma ajnani, not for a jnani. This is what is Bhagavan's firm teaching. In saying this, nothing inappropriate, it is appropriate. This is yesterday's class, correct? And we come to today's class. Because we were very happy to say Pishtapeshnavat. What Pishtapeshnavat? There's no more, nothing is, there's no grinding of the already ground. It's appropriate to say this. There is difference. Understand? So Atmajnani is eligible for renunciation of karma. Atmajnani is a sannyasi. Whereas Atma Ajnani, even if he is a Vedic scholar, he is eligible for performing rituals. Okay. For him, there is something called Anushteyam. Anushteyam means what? To be performed, to be practiced, to be implemented. But a jnani has nothing anushteyam. There is no anushteyam for a jnani, atma jnani. Whereas for a Vedic scholar who is atma jnani, when there is anushteyam, is there. Okay. Towards the end, Shankara Bhagavatpada concludes saying, Tasmat Viseshitasya. Viseshitaha means here, this Jnana Karma Sanyasi, Jnana Karma Sanyasi, Atma Jnani, the wise person, has a clear vision of the Atma, who is free from doership and enjoyership, therefore who is actually a sannyasi. He was specifically discussed in verse number 21. So he says, Avikriya Atmadarshi. Who is Atmajnani? Avikriya Atmadarshi. Avikriya Atmadarshi means the person who has the vision of the changeless Atma, the clear vision of Atma in terms of its nature of changelessness. That avikriya atmadarshinaha vidushaha mukshoho cha sarvakarma sanyase eva adhikaraha. For such a wise person was aspiring for moksha before, and now has a clear vision of the atma, the changeless atma, the changeless atma, for such a person sanyase eva adhikaraha. Sanyase eva adhikaraha means what? His eligibility is only in renunciation of karma. Which means, what is eligibility? He is a sannyasi. Okay? Ajnani is a sarva karma sannyasi. Okay. Now, today's class. Ata eva. So Visarga got dropped. Isn't Ataha Eva? Even break it means Ataha. Therefore, Ata Eva. That is why. Therefore only. Bhagavan Narayanaha. Who is Bhagavan? Is it Krishna? The Gita Acharya. साङ्ख्यान् विदुषः अविदुषः च कर्मिणः प्रविभज्य द्वे निष्ठे ग्राहयति. In the third chapter, the very, okay, when Arjuna asked, and Bhagavan, okay, gives an answer, third chapter. So he says what? Bhagavan Krishna grahayati. See, grinnati means grasps, understands, holds, receives. Grinnati, and what is the causative verb? Grahayati. We don't grasp, the teacher makes you grasp. The teacher teaches, understand? When you don't grinnati, Bhavan yadana grinnati, sikshakaha grahayati. Okay, so grahayati ityukte pathayati, bodhayati, iti artha. So, Bhagavan Narayana, who was in the disguise of Krishna, who came as Krishna, what did he do? Grahayati, he teaches. What does he teach? Kim bodhayati, kim grahayati? Dve nishte bodhayati, dve nishte grahayati. He teaches two nishtas. Nishtha, akaranta stilinga shabda. Nishtha means committed lifestyle. Or you can say discipline. Nishtha can mean discipline. Nishtha can mean committed lifestyle. Dve nishte Bhagavan Narayanaha grahayati. Bhagavan Krishna teaches two committed lifestyles. Two disciplines. Why does he teach two committed lifestyles? Why does he teach two disciplines? Because there are people of two groups. People of two groups. These two groups of people are this separation of people, this classification of people of two groups is based on their maturity, emotional maturity. People who are adequately pure and steady, and people who have nitya nitya vastu vivekaha, people who have knowledge of what is permanent, what is impermanent, and people who have burning urge for moksha, mukshutvam, and people who are endowed with at least certain degree of disciplines. Mastery over mind, mastery over sense organs, shamaha, damaha, and people who are able to withdraw the attention from unwanted things, uparamaha. People who have certain degree of samatva, mental sameness of mind, titiksha. Well, shraddha in the shastram as the pramana grantaha, as a means of knowledge. And at least focus attention. People who are mentally steady, focus attention, samadhana. Okay? Such people who are endowed with these basic fourfold qualifications. Shamadhi, we can say, Shatka Sampatti, Nityanitya Vastu Vivekaha, Vairagyam, Dispassion. So, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, people who have the wealth of fourfold qualifications, imagine. Sampatti means wealth. See, to accomplish the absolutely great moksha, to discover freedom, to discover reality, Bhagavan Swarupam, up to one's own Swarupam. There's not, no other achievement is bigger than that. And to accomplish such a great end, one has to be qualified. So people who are eligible, who have these fourfold qualifications, people who are eligible to accomplish that end are said to be having the wealth. Who are rich people? Mature people are rich people according to Shastra. The mature emotional people of emotional maturity are relatively richer people. They have the wealth of these fourfold qualifications. So what? They're eligible to grasp the teaching, to assimilate the teaching, to dwell upon the teaching, therefore to have the doubt-free vision of the truth appearing as a self, therefore to discover moksha is the ultimate goal. So such people, you know, are there, they are for them, okay, such people, and being given study of the Shastram, who have understood the teaching also. And as people said to be Sankhyaha. Sankhyaha are people of knowledge. Samyakhyanam yesham te Sankhyaha. Samyakhyanam means clear knowledge. People who have clear knowledge, the truth, are Sankhyaha. And such people, but they were to assimilate, they have to live a life of contemplation to assimilate it. They were clear, they're being given the discipline of Shravanam. They have grasped the teaching. They had to dwell upon to assimilate, that's all. The Sankhyaha. Sankhyaha are Sanyasinaha. Sanyasina. And for such people, people endowed with these qualifications, for them, Bhagavan prescribes the discipline of Jnana Yoga. The discipline of Jnana Yoga is prescribed for such mature individuals who have the wealth of maturity, relative maturity, in terms of fourfold qualifications. Whereas, people who do not have such wealth of qualifications, people who have Purusharta Nischaya is there, they know of all Artha Kama Dharma Mokshas, Moksha is a choiceless end, and they are committed to the pursuit of Moksha. They are committed to the pursuit of Jnanam. They are also spiritual. All these people are spiritual people. All people, these people are spiritual people because they are Purusharta Nischaya. But still, some of them are endowed with the qualifications. Some of them are spiritual, they are aspiring for Jnanam, but they are not yet ready for the attainment of Jnanam. Because they are not qualified. They do not have the wealth of fourfold qualifications. Which means they still have, they don't have shamaha. There is no mental discipline. They are not able to manage desires. They are not able to manage their anger. They have no damaha. They have no control over sense organs. They want to have, but they don't have. There is no mental steadiness. Very disturbed. Highly restless minded. Don't have the wealth of sixfold disciplines. They have mokshatvam. They have desire for moksha. But not that serious. And they still don't have vairagyam. They know the limitations of things, but still there's lingering desires. for time-bound things. I want this, I want that, I want. Still, vairagyam is not there. Nitya nitya vasti vekaha, discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, is also not very clear. So no vivekaha, no vairagyam, no samashakka sampatti, sitin digre mukshutvam. But now being somehow having stumbled upon some teaching, they have discovered only this word. Moksha is a choiceless end. Moksha means everlasting happiness. Freedom from unhappiness. Therefore, that is possible, that is something to be discovered as only as one sort of sarupam. Therefore, jnanam is the only means of discovering freedom. They have known only this much. Therefore, they want jnanam. So, they are, the minute they discover that craving for desire, the craving for knowledge, they have become spiritual people. So spiritual people of Purusharth Nischayaha, who are committed to the pursuit of jnanam alone, are spiritual people. Until and unless they discover this desire for jnanam, they are not spiritual. Even if they are given to the discipline of worshipping, praying to the Bhagavan, chanting, going to temples and pilgrimages, a lot of pujas they perform, they are highly revered religious people. The religious, because always they are good, very people of good discipline, no doubt. We respect them, we revere them a lot, but still they are only religious. Only when this person somehow analyzing the Purusharthas, when a person understands moksha being the ultimate common human, ultimate choiceless goal, and he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam, but no qualification, nothing. So he's a spiritual person. Therefore, all these are spiritual people only, but some are ready for the pursuit of jnanam, some are desirous of jnanam, but still not at ready. Unqualified and qualified. For such people, okay, Bhagavan prescribes a different discipline. Why? They have yet to become qualified. So even this discipline of karma yoga is prescribed by Bhagavan to help the unqualified to become qualified. The unqualified spiritual people, for the unqualified spiritual people to become qualified spiritual people, Bhagavan prescribes the discipline of karma yoga. But the qualified spiritual people, Bhagavan prescribes the discipline of jnana yoga. That's why we have to understand between these two disciplines, karma yoga, living a life of activities with a proper attitude and be given to the discipline of study of the Shastram, as jnana yoga. Those are all spiritual people. So Bhagavan prescribes these two disciplines. Between these two disciplines, no discipline is superior, no discipline is inferior, because both disciplines are important. Both disciplines cannot be pursued simultaneously. They both have to be pursued sequentially. One has to go through the discipline of karma yoga in order to become eligible to go through the discipline of jnana yoga. What are these two disciplines, we understand later on. So Bhagavan Narayanaha Dve Nishthe Grahayati. Bhagavan teaches two disciplines associated with two committed lifestyles. Two disciplines associated with two different committed lifestyles. So between the two disciplines, there's no choice. Both disciplines have to be followed by every individual. Ultimately, to attain jnanam, to discover freedom. Whereas between the lifestyles associated with the disciplines, there is choice. What are the two lifestyles? Grihastashrama life, living one's life as a householder is one lifestyle. Living one's life as a renunciate is another lifestyle. So vividisha sanyasa ashramaha and grihastashrama. Between these two lifestyles, there is a choice. There's no compulsion that one should become a sannyasi. No. One can remain in grihasthashrama, remain as householder, still one can pursue jnanam. Or one has a choice of skipping the ashramas, one can become a sannyasi, one can totally commit himself to study of shastram to the exclusion of everything else. There's a difference between this, between the two lifestyles, there's a choice. Whereas there's no choice between two disciplines. Karma yoga, one has to go through, without which attainment of jnanam will be impossible. After going the discipline of karma yoga, even if a person becomes adequately qualified, still without jnana yoga, without going through discipline of jnana yoga, karma yoga will be incomplete. Therefore, both disciplines are important. Both disciplines have their own purposes, but they have to be followed sequentially by every individual. I mean, there's a difference between people based on their mental preparation. Nobody is looked upon as inferior or superior because everyone is in the process of, everyone is struggling for accomplishing the end. Therefore, Bhagavan Narayanaha Dve Nishthe Grahayati. How? Pravibhajya, separating. Separating whom? Separating people. Sankhyan Vidushaha. The people of knowledge who have understood the subject matter of the Jnanakanda are Vidushaha Sankhyan. Then Avidushaha Cha Karminaha. Then people who are ignorant of the subject matter of Jnanakanda, and who are inclined for performing actions. So ignorant karmis and the people of knowledge who are princes. The people of Grihastha Ashrama as people of Sannyasa Ashrama. People who are committed, people who are eligible to pursue the, eligible to be given to the person of Jnana Yoga. People who are not qualified for Jnana Yoga, people who are qualified for Karma Yoga. In this way, Vidushaha Sankhyan, Avidushaha Karminaha Cha Pravibhajya. Having separated people of two groups, Bhagavan prescribes, Bhagavan teaches two lifestyles, the two disciplines associated with two committed lifestyles. So Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes, he says, this differentiation, I'm not making, Bhagavan Krishna shows, teaches in Bhagavad Gita. Jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. Jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. Bhagavan prescribes two disciplines. Jnana yoga, discipline of Jnana yoga for mature people. People who have knowledge of the Shastra. People who are not yet ready for Jnanam, for them, Karma Yoga. Yoginam Karma Yogena. Atahayeva Bhagavan Narayanaha Sankhyan Vidushaha Karminaha Avidushaha Cha Pravibhajya Dve Nishte Grahayati Jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam iti. Now he quotes, Tathacha putraya aha bhagavan vyasaha dvavimavata My God, Shankar Bhagavatpada, to shut this poor Pakshi's mouth. Bhagavan Krishna tells this in Bhagavad Gita. He said this. Now he says what? Mahabharat, in Mahabharatam, the great epic. In that book, in one section called Shanti Parva, the sixth verse, the sixth chapter of that, the Shanti Parva in Mahabharatam, Vyasacharya, Vyasa Bhagavan, Bhagavan Vyasaha, the great sage Vyasa, when he was teaching his own son Shuka, Shukacharya, who became well known as Shuka Brahmam. Putraya Aha, Vyasa taught Putra said to his son Shukacharya, Putraya Aha, when he was teaching his son Shukacharya, great sage Vyasa, who was revered as Bhagavan, that Vyasa said to his son Shuka, Putraya Aha, what did he say? Dvau imau atha panthanau. Dvau imau atha panthano. Atha, then, imau dvau panthano. Imau, these, dvau, two, dual, imau dvau, dvau imau. These two are the paths. Panthanam. These two are the paths. There are two parts. What are the two parts? Two parts are two committed lifestyles. Associated with two different disciplines. So, dvau imau dvavimau imau atra imavata. So, vriddhisattva. Dvau imau dvavimau. Ayavayavasam. These two are the two paths. There's no third path. There's no fourth path. There's no fifth path. There are not many paths. These two paths means what? They're not two paths, two disciplines associated with two lifestyles. If you're ready for jnanam, jnana yoga. If you are not ready for jnanam, karma yoga. These are two disciplines. If you place yourself in pursuing any one of these disciplines, and you are in the right track, which will definitely take you to the destination of moksha. If you are not, if you are neither here nor there, you are a vagabond. Okay? Then you don't know where you are. You'll be rotting somewhere. Better place yourself in the right track. Dvavimo Panthano. They're the two paths. Who said this? Shankaracharya says, hey, Bhagavan Vyasa said this to his son Shukacharya when he was teaching him. Okay. Tathacha. Kriyapathaschaiva purastat paschat sannyasascha. Having said that these are the two parts, he said what? Kriyapatha. Kriyapatha means patha means path. Kriyapatha means the path of action. Path of action meaning the discipline involving the discipline of karma yoga. Associated with the grihastha. Then, purastat. Kriyapatascheiva purastat. And this path of karma involving the discipline of karma yoga associated with the grihastha must be followed first. Purastat means first. No, I want to be sannyasi. I want to follow jnana yoga first. Then I want to come back to karma yoga. Hey, that is not possible. I want to be mature first and I want to become immature. Can you believe that? You have to become from being immature, you have to become mature. You can't say, I first I'll be mature, then I go back to immaturity. Can you say that? No. Therefore, Kriyapatascheiva purastat. Purastat means what? Before. Purastat means before, the first, before being given discipline of jnana yoga associated with sannyasashrama. First, the path of action. Implying, meaning, following the discipline of karma yoga associated with the grihasthashrama should be followed first. Pursued first. Paschat, later. After having gone through the discipline of karma yoga as a grihastha, paschat sannyasascha, and the discipline of jnana yoga associated with the sannyasa ashrama must be followed later. Which means between these two lives, there is no, through two disciplines, there is no choice. They must be followed sequentially. Path of karma first, path of renunciation later. Etam eva vibhagam. पुनः पुनः दर्शयिष्यति भगवान। सो शंकर भगवत्पाद सेज हियर, ए कम ऑन, भगवान कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू शो, दर्शयिष्यति विल शो पुनः पुनः अगेन एंड अगेन द सेम डिविशन के एतम एषः विभागः, मीन्स व्हाट दिस विभाग, दिस सेपरेशन, दिस डिविशन, डिविशन ऑफ टू डिसिप्लिन्स फॉर टू पीपल ऑफ टू लेवल्स, एतमेव विभागम, दिस डिविशन ओनली भगवान इज गोइंग टू शो अगेन एंड अगेन. Okay, he's going to repeat it, talk about it. So Bhagavad Pada presents many quotes here. So what he says is, even to live a life of karma yoga, one must have been exposed to the study of the Shastra. So simply being exposed to the study of the Shastra itself should not be taken as a great Jnana Yoga. Being exposed to the study of the Shastra, being given the study of the Shastra, being given the discipline of Shravanam little bit is good. Without that, it is not possible at all for one to live a life of karma yoga. Your Shastra study is important to convert one's life as a spiritual life, to be a spiritual person, to be given to the proper discipline of karma yoga, to place oneself in the right track. So, to the exclusion of everything else, when a person is given to the study of the Shastra, only Shastram, 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 nothing else, everything else, then you can say Ajnana Yogi. So one does not need to be a Jnana Yogi. One can be a Karma Yogi being given to the study of the Shastra. Understand? Okay. Therefore, Atattvavit means the ignorant of the truth, Ajnani. Atattvavit means Tattvam yaha na veti. Tattvam yaha veti ha tasaka tattvavit. The knower of the truth is Tattvavit, Jnani. Atattvavit means ignorant. One who does not know the truth is Atattvavit. Ignorant of the truth, Ajnani. Atattvavit tu. Tu means what? This ignorant person, the person who is ignorant of the self indeed, is what? Ahankara vimodhatma. The person who is ignorant of the self, Atattvavit tu. Ahankara vimodhatma. Vimodhatma means the deluded, minded, with the erroneous notion of the self. The deluded, minded person entertaining erroneous notion about the self. In terms of what? Karta, aham, iti. Ahankara vimodhatma. Ankara Vimudatma is a deluded, minded person with entertaining an erroneous notion about the self as I am the doer. He is ignorant person, Atattvavit. Aham Karta iti manyate. It is ignorant person who is deluded, who entertains a wrong notion about the self. He alone thinks, considers himself to be the doer. अहम कर्ता इति मन्यते. ही थिंक्स, ही कंसिडर्स, आई एम द डूअर. ही कंसिडर्स हिमसेल्फ टू बी द डूअर. ही थिंक्स आई एम द डूअर. अहम कर्ता इति मन्यते. तत्वविद् तु वेरेज़ द नोवर ऑफ द ट्रूथ अहम न करोमि इति मन्यते. नोवर ऑफ द ट्रूथ थिंग्स आई डू नॉट डू एनीथिंग. आई एम नॉट द डूअर. द नोवर ऑफ द ट्रूथ कंसिडर्स द सेल्फ टू बी अकर्ता, नॉन डूअर. The knower of the self thinks I am not the doer. Whereas the person who is ignorant of the self is deluded minded. Deluded means he mistakes anatma for the atma, atma for anatma, entertaining a wrong notion about the self. He considers aham karta. He thinks he is karta. Tattvavittu, the knower of the truth indeed, or whereas, aham na karomi iti manyate. He thinks he is not the doer. He does not do. Tathacha, sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. Tathacha, and he also quotes Bhagavan's another verse. What is the other verse? सर्व कर्माणि मनसा सन्न्यस्यास्ते सुखं वशी नवद्वारे पुरे देहि नैव कुर्वन्न कारयन्. द होल वर्ड शंकर भगवत्पादा डस नॉट राइट हियर. तथा च दिस तत्वविद, व्हाट डस ही डू? द नोवर ऑफ द ट्रूथ. नोवर ऑफ द ट्रूथ इज द नोवर ऑफ द सेल्फ. ही सर्व कर्माणि मनसा सन्यस्य. ओके, नॉट फिजिकली सन्यस्य. ही डस नॉट गिव अप फिजिकल एक्टिविटीज, बट मेंटली ही गिव्स अप द एक्टिविटीज. मेंटली गिविंग अप द एक्टिविटीज मीन्स व्हाट? मेंटली बीइंग वेरी क्लियर दैट आई द आत्मा एम नॉट द डूअर. सो being free from the notion that I am the doer, a person is involved in physical activities also, he is non-doer. Understand? So, manasa sarva karmani sanyasya, having renounced all actions mentally in terms of being free from the notion of doership, आस्ते नवद्वारे पुरे देहि नैव कुर्वन्न कारयन्. नवद्वारे पुरे, इन दिस सिटी ऑफ नाइन गेट्स, नाइन गेटेड सिटी ऑफ फिजिकल बॉडी, ही इज देयर एज व्हाट? नैव कुर्वन्न कारयन्, विदाउट डूइंग एनीथिंग, विदाउट इंस्टिगेटिंग एनीथिंग. Sukham aste. He is there comfortably. Which means this jnani is free from the notion that he is the doer. Atatva with ajnani choicelessly, helplessly entertains a strong notion, erroneous notion about the self. He considers himself to be the doer. Aham karta iti manyate, because he is Ankari Mudhatma, he is deluded minded. Deluded minded means what? He has no discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not. That discriminative knowledge is not there for him. Is it clear? Slowly, that difficult parts are over. Simple teachings are coming. So Shankaracharya says, come on, look at his Bhagavan, wherever possible, whenever possible, repeatedly Bhagavan is going to show this division, this separation of people of two groups being who should be given to the two disciplines. Again, so yetam eva vibhagam punaha punaha darshayishyati bhagavan atatva vit tu ahankari mudhatma karta aham iti manyate tatva vit tu na aham karomi iti manyate tathacha sarvakarmani manasa sanyasya aste ityadi means what? The verses such having statements such as this wise person having announced all his activities mentally, he sits comfortably, okay, etc. All these states and verses having these such sentences everywhere, Bhagavan is going to repeatedly show this difference, this separation, this classification of people associated with two disciplines with their respective ashramas, their respective lifestyles and ashramas. Ashramas also I can say. I would stop here because another new thing is going to come here. So, I'll continue with next class.
Namaji?
Yeah.
I think I lost the track a little bit with, let me just tell you where I lost it, right? So if we go back a couple of, before, just after Uboto Navijanitaha, right? So I'm okay with that, right? So,
okay.
Yeah, Ivi Iti Vachana, that's okay, right? Right? So, and then just the connection, right? So the couple of sentences after that, Viseshitasya cha Vidushaha, Karma Peksha, and then Tasmat Viseshitasya
Vrita. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the subject, just up to the Adhikaraha bit, right? So just that little portion there.
Tasmat Viseshitasya. Avikriyatmadarshinaha vidushaha mukshohocha sarvakarma sanyasa eva adhikaraha. That one?
Yeah.
See, what is said, see, Bhagavan, see, when actually Shankara Bhagavatpada, when he mentioned initially, okay, the subject matter of karma kanda, all the rituals prescribe the karma kanda, are prescribed specifically for an Atma Jnani, not for a Jnani, not for a wise person, not Vidushaha, Avidushaha Eva, he said. Then Purupakshi came. Why are you talking only about Karma Kanda? Even Jnana Kanda also is meant for only Atma, Ajnani only, he said. Of course, the whole shot, that's when he wanted to differentiate, isn't it? Because Atma Jnani, definitely rituals are not for Atma Jnani, only for Ajnani. So to show that, he wants to show the difference between the people who are adequately mature. In fact, maturity itself is, relative maturity itself is looked upon as wealth and immature. So nobody, no human being is considered to be inferior or superior. But if people are following either of these two disciplines, knowing where they should fit in, without being ready, one should not go to the next discipline. This means so where should fit in? They must follow the right, they must choose right way of life, isn't it? Right way of life, right thing. So Bhagavan talks about this too. So Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Here when he says, there's a big difference between the people who have this understanding and who are totally ignorant of. So first he said, a person who has clear vision of the Atma, for him it is impossible to involve in any karma. He is involved in karma also. Without the notion that I am the doer, a person is involved in karma. That karma is not a binding karma. Not simply saying I am not the doer. One must see oneself as Atma, oneself being Atma. The standpoint of Atma, one should see that as Atma, I am free from doership. Such a vision, if a person performs, then even if he is physically performing, still he is a sannyasi. For such a person, he doesn't need to perform anything. He need not perform. There's nothing to be performed for him. Nothing to be done for him. See, doing something is always for fulfilling some desire, isn't it? Ajnani is a person of fulfillment. Nothing needs to be done. For him, sanya adhik. So, bhakti jnani is adhikara, means he fits only in sannyasa. Which means, now that he is free from the notion that he is the doer, he is free from doership and enjoyership, means naturally he has no karma to be done. Such a person, whether he is performing actions or not performing actions physically, still he is a sannyasi. Sannyasa eva adhikaraha means, so avikriya atmadarshi, the person who has the clear vision of the atma being, self being changeless reality atma, such a person is a jnani, he is the one who is specifically mentioned in that verse. Viseshitaha means specifically mentioned in the verse. Kamhanti, katam hanti, etc. No, the jnani. For him, sarvakarma sannyase eva adhikaraha. His eligibility is only in renunciation. Means he is eligible for renunciation only. Eligible for renunciation means what? There's no choice for him. There's no karma at all for him. Understand? Therefore, what he wants to say, this is what is the fact about the jnani. It is not possible at all for a jnani to associate himself with any karma. Such being the case, how can we talk about combining the atma jnanam with action? Jnana karma samuchayaha. So combining self-knowledge with the performance of actions or rituals is not possible at all. Is it clear? Because this karma kandi is, you know, this, all these people, somehow they want to people have this lot of different ideas, you know, different views. Veda prescribes karma, so it must be performed. So what? Veda prescribes karma, of course Veda prescribes karma. Just because Veda prescribes karma, that doesn't mean you must be performing karma all the time. You perform for some time, and when you grow, then you give up. It's like saying, oh, because my dad bought this toy for me when he was in childhood, I'm going to be playing with it all the time. When I was in sixth standard, my third standard, my dad bought this toy for me. Oh, a lot of love he bought it for me. So what? Now I'm 27 to 37. And I want to come back from office and every day I want to play with it for some time. My dad bought it. So what? Your dad bought when you were when you needed it. Now you don't need to play with it anymore. Again, he would be very sad that he knowing that why should I bought this thing for this fellow. I shouldn't have bought this. He would be very upset. He would think, I shouldn't have bought this toy at all for him. The same way, just because Veda prescribes karma, doesn't mean that you should perform karma, isn't it? You should perform when you are not ready. When you are ready for jnanam, you must have grown out of desire for all those rituals and the results. Performing, you must be given the pleasure of jnanam. See, Shastram is very strict, okay? You're not upset. The fact is, with the study of the Shastram, a little bit like this, still, if you are given to the discipline of Karma Yoga, you are on the right track. You can't, even if you are given the discipline of study of the Shastram, still you can't say you are a Jnana Yogi. Jnana Yogi means one who is totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam to the exclusion of everything else. Such a person has not yet attained jnanam means he is a vidisha sannyasi. So attained jnanam means he is a vidvat sannyasi. Understand? But being given a study of the shastram like this, still living in a karma yoga, is also equally great. But without studying the Shastram at all, living a life karma yoga is also not possible. You know why? You will not have any head and tail of what you're doing. What is karma yoga? What do you follow this way of life? What is jnanam? What is nothing? You will know anything. You not know anything. Is it clear now? This little bitter truth, we always hide it, but today I had to open my mouth and say this. I always say, we're all given the discipline of Jnana Yoga, Jnana. Really speaking, being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga means totally the exclusion of everything else. For Jnana, that takes a tremendous amount of maturity. Vairagyam. Nothing wrong. You can simply live a normal life as a grihastha, but you always should hold on to Shastra study. Got it? So even the person who has said to attain jnanam, but he's totally committed, means he's a vidvat vidisha sannyasi. And even for that, one must have the wealth of sadhana chatushtya sampatti. One must have the wealth of qualifications. That vairagyam is not there. How can you think only of shastram all the time? And if you've already been given to the study of the shastram, you have the clear understanding, then you just live a contemplative life, means vidvat sannyasam. Even as a contemplative person, you can repeatedly see the self being non-doer. Understand? Even after having ascertained vision also what? A jnani is, of course, vidvat sannyasi. See, jnanam and karma cannot go together. So, whereas this fellow wants to combine. So, Shankaracharya explains this. And he is saying, Bhagavan is going to show throughout Gita, Yetam Yev Vibhagam Punaha Punaha Bhagavan Darshayishyati. Bhagavan is going to show again and again, again, the same division and separation and throughout Bhagavad Gita. So he quoted a few verses today. Manasa Sarva Karmani Sanya Sukhamaste, etc. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Grubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.